Have you ever noticed the importance that health officials and doctors and these kind of people place on our heart? They tell us that we need to eat just certain foods and we need to avoid certain other foods and certain environments. Why? Because each of them knows the importance of our heart to the body. They know that when the heart starts pumping blood to our brain and organs and to our extremities, that the body is not going to live. Life is in the blood, and the heart is what keeps the blood flowing throughout our bodies. So we know that the heart is essential to a good, healthy body. And my friend, the same is true in a spiritual sense. The Bible also places so much emphasis on our heart. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, Jesus said that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is, we need to keep ourselves right before God in order to see Him one day. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 7 that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Therefore, Solomon, the inspired writer there, knew the importance of our heart. But I want you to notice in our main text of today, in the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs, what Solomon has to say there in verse 23. He says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. My friend, just as a doctor will tell you that you need to avoid certain foods and certain environments because they will adversely affect your heart, Solomon says you've got to watch your heart. Keep your heart. Watch it. Guard it. To make sure that what is coming in is only good for your body in a spiritual sense. He says that from the heart spring all issues of life. Out of the heart spring forth what your inner man thinks, what your inner man believes, what your inner man is going to do. Watch it. Keep yourself healthy. In other words, take in only those things that God would approve of, so that in the end, only those things that God would approve of will shine forth or show to others. He says there in verse 24, put away from you a deceitful mouth. He says, put perverse lips far from you. In other words, speak only those things that God would approve of. Don't be one who speaks lies. Don't be one who slanders. Don't be one who uses your mouth to gossip and to use those things that God simply would not approve of. But how do you keep those things from coming out of your mouth? How do you keep from doing those things that God would not approve of? You make sure that what's inside is what God wants. You make sure that what's coming in and what you allow to stay in is only what God would approve of. And this you do, my friend, by watching your heart, by guarding it, by keeping it healthy. Because by doing so, you're going to have a healthy life, and you're going to have one that God would approve of. Today, my friend, please watch your heart. Guard what comes in so that you can guard what comes out.